I'd like now to welcome Rick Martinez and Gilda Montaño of Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Same here. Pleasured.
So you guys are doing things without a whole lot of fanfare that really make this city a better place. And it's ongoing, but there's a couple of major events coming up over the next couple of weeks. For example, this Saturday is an Earth Day event at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center.
That's correct. We are actually going to be there giving out tree saplings to the first 200 people who come. We purchased some really nice little pine seedlings that we're going to give away. But there's going to be so many other things going on there. It's a great opportunity to pick up a recycling bin. If you don't have one, we'll have those available for you. There'll be somebody there to explain to everybody what's recyclable, what's not, why it's not, and so on and so forth. Lisa Merrill from the Buckman Road Recycling Transfer Station will be there, and she does a great job with all that. But there's going to be body hoops. There's going to be West African dance there. Some other people just giving out information. We have local green and sustainable business expo people there. They're going to have body hoops, which is a hula hoop.
Like
thing.
Hula hoops, yeah.
Archers de Santa Fe will be there. And all kinds of activities. I mean, there's a lot going on there anyway, but there's going to be even more going on at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center on Saturday. And the event is from 9:30 to 2. And like I said, it's a great event to bring your family out and do some fun stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, whether or not you need a recycling bin or any of that, it's just an excuse to go out and have fun and hang out with other members of the community.
Yeah, it will be.
And Saturday's going to be a pretty day. I can already predict it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, as opposed to all the rain we've been having.
Yeah.
And then
no wind.
Oh, yeah, well. Then the next Saturday is the April 27th, is the Great American Cleanup Day. What happens on that day?
That's going to be a good day where most of the neighborhoods get together, and we do the cleanups throughout their neighborhoods. And plus we also, Keep Santa Fe Beautiful also tries to get people to encourage to clean up around businesses, stuff like that, too, just to help do it. And it's registration is over at Siler Road, just off, I guess the address is 1142 Siler Road. And we hand out gloves, hand sanitizers, T-shirts, stuff like that to get you going in the morning. And that really starts about what time do you do that?
Our registration starts at 7 a.m. and we're there till 9. This is the opportunity for volunteers and neighborhoods to come and clean up their place. And they need to come and register. The reason for the importance that for registration is so that we know where to pick the trash up after. Because we have two crews, one from Environmental Services Division and one from the Parks Division, who will pick up all the trash that's collected on that day.
Oh, the bags.
The bags. That
nice.
Because we do give out bags, too. So we provide you with everything that you'll need to come and clean up the city that day. And then we have crews who pick it up. So it's real important that you come and register your cleanup if you want to go out and do a cleanup. If you don't have someplace that you have in mind, we can send you someplace that, you know, people have called in target areas that are kind of messy and need to be cleaned. We have places like that to send people. So our cleanup is, again, from 7 to 9 a.m. at 1142 Siler Road. You can come and get gloves, bags, T-shirts. We do have hand sanitizer. We have coffee and stuff to get you going in the morning. And then
so that's when the registration is, 7 to 9, and then at 9 o'clock people go all around the city. And if you, for example, if there's a place you say, oh, this little park near my house needs cleaning up, can they call you beforehand or should they just show up at the registration?
They should just show up at the registration and pick up all the stuff that they're going to need to clean up and register that they're going to clean up at this park, and then we can go pick up the bags. The cleanup goes till 12 noon. Our crews will make one last round about 2 o'clock and make sure that they've picked up every place that's been registered. And at 12, we host a picnic for all of our volunteers. And we have some great businesses from all over Santa Fe who donate food for all of them. It's a great event. We have a lot of fun, and have door prizes and giveaways. And so
we have kids giveaways and adult giveaways, too.
Yeah, so there's two separate.
Ah,
so
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, Keep Santa Fe Beautiful does all kinds of things throughout the year. I'm sorry we didn't get you on earlier because you just did a big electronic waste pickup.
Yeah, we had a drop-off, actually.
Or drop-off,
It was this past Saturday, again, at our offices on Siler Road.
And that's once a year?
Yes, it's once a year. And we had 204 cars come through the event and drop off. And we had like 9,000 pounds. I got the email this morning, so I haven't really looked. I just glanced at it. But it was about 9,000 pounds of electronics that we collected.
And that's keeping it out of the landfill, which is the best thing.
Yeah, very important to do, because a lot of the material in there is recyclable if you recycle it. And if you don't, it's kind of toxic.
It is, exactly. And that's one of the goals that keeps that very beautiful, is to not only look at the garbage, but to look at what recycling we can throughout the city.
And keep it from being illegally dumped.
Exactly. Gilda Montaño and Rick Martinez are from Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. And once again, next Saturday, the 27th of April, people can go to Siler Road. What's the number again on Siler Road?
It's 1142 Siler Road.
1142 Siler Road, and register for the Great American Cleanup. Meanwhile, this Saturday, the Earth Day event, all morning and early afternoon at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center. I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. If anybody has more questions, they can call 955-2215 or go to keepsantafebeautiful.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Pleasure.